is that, well, we'll just have a pizza party and that'll be it. Keep it simple. But there are two schools, or maybe more schools of thought. On reflection, my personal understanding is that there is a need for disciples to worship their spiritual master. Of course, their spiritual master should worship Srila Prabhupada in a very grand way, so that everybody understands who is the real source of our salvation. But we are not Ritviks. This is a new term in ISKCON, but I'm sure you've all heard it before. We believe in Vartmana Acharya, or a living, present guru. And there is a lot of philosophy and tradition to back up this conclusion. It is not simply something that has been invented. In fact, there are people who think that the scriptures were invented by a bunch of people who got together and decided that they needed a way to control the people, so they just invented all the scriptures. And there are people who think like that. But such an attitude is based mostly on envy and a poor understanding of the science of self-realization. So, personally, not only personally, I can't, all of my godbrothers are not inclined to accept worship from other Vaishnavas, whether they be disciples or anyone. It is this, some of the things are a lot of fun. I think they're kind of fun. Like foot bathing. That's, you know, it's kind of a fun ritual. I don't know, pouring grape juice and honey all over someone's feet and, you know. There, of course, there is meaning to it, but just the abandon. You know, who would ever think of, you know, usually grape juice, you drink it, or honey, you put it in some sweets and eat it, or something like that. But here we are, you know, pouring it over someone's feet. So just the uniqueness of it kind of, it makes my heart light. I think Harinam Sankirtan, I also, going out on the street and chanting the holy names of Krishna in the middle of a big metropolis, a big city, where everybody's engaged in running here and there, totally for sense gratification. And you go downtown, any big city at noon, or anywhere from 11 till 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and you find the modes of nature are so thick with passion that, you know, sometimes it's easier to cut a cake than it is to cut the molds. They're so thick, you know, I can see people rushing here and there. So to go downtown and just say, you know, everybody drop what you're doing, chant Hare Krishna, be happy, have no worries, it's almost audacious. And in fact, people think like that. They think you people are just useless. You're parasites on society. How dare you not work like a donkey like us? You know, how dare you? But we're declaring that God is the supreme controller, and we've got faith, and we don't care for your materialistic society. We want to save as many people as possible. So, all of the different aspects of our worship also, they're very different than anything outside of India. I would say they're very advanced because they're all related. There is definitely a reason and an overall philosophy behind everything. So it's not just blind ritual. And like I said, a lot of it is fun, it's gay, it's joyous. When we were in New Vrindavan for Janmashtami, we had a beautiful ceremony of Bharatanatyam dance. And we had a beautiful boat ceremony in a lake that they have in the temple compound. And they put fish in that lake. There were giant fish this long swimming all around the lake. Actually, Mukunda has a picture of some of the fish. And there were little cold fish, and there were swans. I mean, they were plastic swans. You don't get swans over here so easily. And there was all the flower decorations, and it was just so beautiful. And the kirtan was sweet, and you just felt like you were in heaven. You felt like it was not the material. For a short period of time, you really forgot your material miseries. So our whole culture is like that. And part of that culture is to offer respect to the guru. Everyone who takes part of benefits, except for the guru. He's got to really, he's really got to be careful that he doesn't think that any of this is being done for him. He really has to remember, and he has to, almost like a mantra chanted over and over again, this is for Krishna. I'm simply an agent. I'm simply transparent via media. This is, all these people are suffering in the material world and they want love of Krishna and they're following Krishna's plan. So they put you up here on this seat. You don't deserve any more than anybody. You should actually be sitting on the floor with all the other prabhus. But somehow or other, you've got the misfortune that you are now accepting all this worship and praise. So we have to do this. We have to go through this. This is Krishna's arrangement. There is joy in it because the most joyful thing for a disciple of Srila Prabhupada is to see that more and more people are coming to Prabhupada's lotus feet, and more people are reading his books. The books are the basis of our movement. Preaching is the essence of our movement. Books and preaching, so important. And so when we see that more and more people are coming and learning what we learned about Srila Prabhupada, that gives us some pleasure. So we agree to do the service. It's something like raising a family, in the sense that the parents, the mother undergoes a lot of pain during a pregnancy, and then there's childbirth, and then there's, you know, all the other problems with raising a child, all the austerities, and then so many things, expenses, you have to work harder, you have to do some, you sacrifice so much, and then your children grow up and some of them ignore you, some of them take you casually, some of them reject you totally, and some of them please you. But overall, parents never forget any of their children, even their most naughty children, but a mother especially, and even a good father will never forget his children. I know I was a big failure to my father in terms of what he valued in life, but I saw him some months or so before he died, and I could see that, you know, he actually in his own way loved me. So it's a difficult service to do, but it's also it is a very nice service to, as we have seen in Srila Prabhupada's own character, in the words of his own spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, their mood was that my Guru Maharaj has sent me all these nice boys and girls. They've been sent by my Guru Maharaj to help me. So we consider that all of you have been sent by Srila Prabhupada to help his disciples push on his mission. And so we feel very much indebted to you, and we're very much dedicated to serving you in whatever way we can. As far as today's function is concerned, I would like to thank all of you, and especially the devotees who took more responsibility. It's a very short notice. They've organized nicely. I think it's an improvement on last year because it's better organized. So thank you very much. And I guess, I guess we'll go on to the next one.